Phoneboy Speaks, episode 417, Flappy Bird.
If you've played the game Flappy Bird, oh my god, this game is very simple. I mean, you have this little bird, and you make it go up by tapping on your screen, and if you don't tap, it falls down to the ground, and you're supposed to try and navigate this bird that you can't get to fly straight because you have to continuously tap to keep the bird at some level, and it's really hard. You have to navigate it between these pipes, and it's actually a very difficult game to play. But the game apparently was programmed over like a course of a few nights, and the game is free, and it apparently, according to The Verge, makes $50,000 per day in ad revenue. And this game exists on iOS or Android, and I've played it on the iPhone, and it's a very simple game, and it's very addictive, and it's one of those games that you can fire up any point in time, and you probably it's hard to get anything in terms of score. It looks like a deceptively simple game, but it's actually very difficult to do. And so you finish a game in, in a matter of seconds. And so, and yes, it's insanely addictive. You're trying to get this bird just to fly a little bit farther and, get through one more set of pipes. And, I think my high score at this recording is 13. And if you're a Windows Phone user, well, fear not. There's actually another game that's done by somebody else. It's called Jollyfish. That's essentially the same concept, except in that game, instead of being a bird, you are a jellyfish trying to navigate, walls under the water or something. But it's the same concept, and it's also free. So anyway, it amazes me that very simple games that are free basically are making $50,000 a day. I mean, just in display ads, and that's crazy. And unfortunately, it took him 3 days to make the game, I guess, is what it sounds like from the Verge story. But I mean, I feel sorry for the people or the developers that spend days and months trying to build a game, and you do these really and they're really complex, and you either have to charge for them and occasionally do the 99-cent sale or whatever to get people to use it, or front load the game with in-app purchases, which is a whole nother thing. So I don't know. I mean, I like the fact that this game is that at least is successful. And yeah, I really could do without the ads, but it's I guess developers got to do what they got to do. And supposedly this developer is coming out with other stuff. But personally, I don't, when I play games, I don't like to spend a lot of time playing games, and so I like something that I can stop at any time. And although as addictive as Flappy Bird or Jollyfish is, it's sometimes it's a little hard to stop, but at least each game is over fairly quickly. So anyway, you can check these games out. I'll put links in the show notes and everything, and you can try it and see what it's about if you already haven't been addicted and tossed your phone across the room because you've played these games and been frustrated by them. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.